My statement of faith. By the blood of Christ, Bible. Confusion in the kingdom of darkness. You have lost, we have won. Bell bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. And so, angels of the Lord God of hosts, proceed. You who hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. And behold, the glory is here. Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver, he has hurled into the sea. Hallelujah. Abba, my Father, standing in the blood of Christ, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, and by the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost, I dedicate myself in this website to confess, profess, decree, and declare the work, the word, the glory of the Lord, that we can see and enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living for your good pleasure. Hallelujah. Rose M. Caddo speaking, being led by the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the Word of God and the anointing I received from him remains in me and is teaching me about all things. It is said, for man will come a substituted mortal. The great God will come down from out of heaven teaching, and at his death he will bring the despairing rest. The Hebrew translation of Genesis 5. Glory, glory, glory to God in the highest, and on earth we receive peace, goodwill toward us on whom his favor rests. For behold, the strength of the right hand of God, and here is the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the cross, the blood of Christ shed 7 times, which has saved us. Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. So you who are thirsty, come to the tree of life-giving water, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and drink the water he gives you. You will never thirst. Indeed, the water he gives you will become in you a fount of water springing up to eternal life. You who believe in him, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within you. By this you know that you remain in him and he in you. He has given you of his Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, in regard to the Lord's second coming, no one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the day of Noah, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man, says the Lord. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark, and they were oblivious until the flood came and swept them all away. So will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other left. As it was in the day of Noah, there are still three groups of people on the earth today. The unbelievers who perish in the flood, Genesis 7. Who represent today's unbelievers who will suffer the 7 years of the tribulation and perish. Revelation 3:10-11. For behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth will also disclose her blood and will no more cover her slain. Isaiah 26:21. The second group is Noah's family, who went in the ark to be protected from the flood, who represent today's Israel and Jerusalem, who could fly to her place in the desert, where far from the serpent, she was taken care of for a year, 2 years, and a half year. Revelation 12:13-17. And the third group, Enoch, who was taken away before the flood. Enoch walked faithfully with God, then he was no more, because God took him away. Genesis 5:24. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. He represents the body of Christ, we, the church, who will be taken up to glory before the 7 years of the tribulation. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? Romans 5:9. Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation is past. Isaiah 26:20. Also, in front of the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. Revelation 4:6. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's a place where the sea rains and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide, where all love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Where your love sin washed white. I give all to you. I give all to you, Jesus. There's a place where sin and shame are powerless, where my heart has peace with God and forgiveness, where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you, I'm in awe of you. Wear your love red, red, and my sin washed white. I give all to you, I give all to you. Here my hope is found, here on holy ground. Here I bow down, here I bow down. Here arms open wide, here you saved my life. I bow down, here I bow. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you, I'm in awe of you. Wear your love red, red, and my sin washed white. I give all to you, I give all to you. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you, in awe of you. Wear your love red, red, and my sin washed white. I give all to you, I give all to you, I give all to you. I give all to you, Jesus. Jesus. Here my hope is found, here on holy ground. Here I bow down, here I bow. Here, arms open wide, here, you saved my life. Here, I bow down, here, I bow down. Here, my hope is found, here, on holy ground. Here, I bow down, here, I bow down. Here, arms open wide, here you saved my life. Here I bow down, here I bow. Here my hope is found, here on holy ground. Here I bow down, here I bow down. Here arms open wide, I bow down, here I bow. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you, I'm in awe of you. Wear your love red, red, and my sin washed white. I give all to you, I give all to you,
At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I give all to you. Lord, I give all to you. Jesus. Love of my soul, Jesus. Love of my soul, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus Yeshua is Lord, yet as a human being, why am I being fought over? Why is my soul being contended for? And why am I worth the blood of Jesus Christ? Praise the Lord. I am the most sought after creature in existence. I am the most coveted being in the universe. Demons want me. They desire to live in me. Satan envies me. He wants to be like me. The enemy cannot reproduce me, that he seeks to control me. The angels want to serve me. They all want to help me. All the pulses, the gravitational pulse of all the planets are designed to support life on one planet where I live. All of it is designed for me. The plant and animals are groaning and travail together, wanting the sons and daughters of God to be revealed to them. Because I am the vastest sparkling creature anyone has ever seen in existence, I am wanted, I am desired, my value is immeasurable. So much so that the Almighty God desires a fellowship with me. The bread of life, Jesus Yeshua, the Word of God, became flesh to die for me. And the Holy Spirit, whom the universe cannot contain, longs to contain himself in me, to feed and shield me and lead me and guide me into all truth, to seal me and keep me until the day of redemption. I am the most sought after piece of property in existence, with a free will. I have the ability to think, to reason, and to the power to choose. And because for God, for love, so loved the original world order that he created it to being, that he gave his only begotten son to bring me back into the position of a daughter, so his order can be completed again. I am the only deciding witness between heaven and hell, between life and death, between the blessing and the curse. Words kill. Words give life. They're either poison or fruit. I choose. I have been purchased to the price, the precious blood of Christ. Thus I will not trample the Son of God underfoot. I will not treat as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified me. and I will not insult the Spirit of grace. Thus I choose heaven. I choose life. I choose the blessing. I choose Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. I choose, I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. The Word of God is my master, and God has set everything right between him and me. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Therefore, I choose to come after you, my Lord Jesus Yeshua, my Messiah. I continue in the word of the Lord. Lord, I am truly your disciple. Daily, I deny myself and I take up my cross and follow after you, meaning I submit myself obediently to the will of God for my life, to do whatever, Lord my God, you tell me to do. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But I, who choose to lose my life for Jesus' sake, will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? Thus I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave in view of God's mercy, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. I fight the good fight of faith, taking hold of the eternal life to which I was called when I made the good confession before many witnesses. Therefore, I, the righteous, shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. There is therefore now no condemnation to me who am in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, according to the five physical senses, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, I get wisdom. And with all my getting, I get understanding. And if I lack wisdom, I ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to me. Thus, you shall not tempt the Lord your God, the Satan, the devil. I accept and submit myself to the leading power of the Holy Spirit. I refuse to move from my place of rest in Christ Jesus, my Lord, my Savior, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I know I am accepted in the Beloved. I am in the Beloved. I am anointed to prosper, for my Messiah, Jesus Yeshua, is the Lord of the harvest. So I do not worry or be anxious, perpetually uneasy, distracted, saying, what am I going to eat? Or what am I going to drink? Or what am I going to wear? For the pagan Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, but I do not worry, for my heavenly Father knows that I need them. But I first and most importantly seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God, and all these things will be given to me also. So I do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. For I know the grace of my Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for my sake, he became poor, so that I, through his poverty, might become rich. So I be fruitful and multiplying, replenishing the earth and subduing it with God's goodness, with love's glory, using all its vast resources to the service of God and man. I have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, the wild animals, and all the creatures that crawl on the ground. The fear of me and the dread of me are upon them all. Into my hands are they delivered. My Father has now given me everything for my enjoyment and for his good pleasure. For the Lord my God has made me into his image and after his likeness, and has given me dominion over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Father, your name be glorified in me. So standing on my Titus right blood covenant, El Shaddai, my supplier, my source, Lord God Almighty, rebukes the devourer for my sakes in finances. Yahweh has opened for me the windows of heaven and pours out for me such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Jehovah Shammah has prevented pests from devouring my crops, and the vines in my fields will not drop their fruits before they are ripe. Lord Almighty, you have proven yourself faithful, and I see how the Lord God has thrown open the floodgates of heaven and pouring out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. And the Lord God has rebuked the devourer for my sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of my ground, nor shall the vine, my children, cast their fruits before time in the field. And all nations call me blessed, for mine is a delightful land. I am a tither, I am a giver, I am a sower, I am a praiser, and God is unwilling to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in my givings. And I continue to obey the voice of the Lord my God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded me. There will be a sign and a wonder to me and my descendants forever. I serve the Lord my God with joy and gladness of heart, for the abundance of everything I occupy until Jesus comes. I do good works, which God prepared in advance for me to do. My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and fulfill it. But my God has supplied my needs so completely that he has eliminated all my deficiencies. He has met all my physical and tangible needs until I am so full, have no more capacity to hold anything else. He has supplied all my needs until I am totally filled, packed full and overflowing, to the point of bursting at the seams and spilling over, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. As you are, Lord Jesus, so also am I. Healed, healthy, wealthy, powerful, rich, wise, strong, honored, glorified, and blessed. in this world, that I am an heir according to the promise, heir of God and joint heir with Christ of everything that God is and love has. And to me, the victor, the Lord will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. And I receive the crown of life, and I shall not be hurt by the second death. To me, the victor, the Lord shall give some of the hidden manna to eat, and the Lord shall also give me a white amulet upon which is inscribed a new name which no one knows except I who receive it. To me, the victor who keeps to his ways until the end, the Lord will give me authority over the nations. I will rule them with an iron rod. Like clay vessels will they be smashed. Just as the Lord received the authority from his Father, and to me, the Lord will give the morning star. I, the victor, will thus be dressed in white, and the Lord will never erase my name from the book of life, but will acknowledge my name in the presence of his Father and of his angels. I, the victor, the Lord will make into a pillar in the temple of his God, and I will never leave it again. On me, the Lord will inscribe the name of his God and the name of the city of his God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from his God as well as his new name. And the Lord will give me the victor, the right to sit with him on his throne as he himself first won the victory and sits with his Father on his throne. Till then, I thank you, Father Love, for my guardian angel, and for being able to give more than 12 legions of angels charge over me to guard me in all my ways, to encamp with me and deliver me, to go before me, to prepare my ways, to execute my orders, my demands, to bring me, my harvests, to minister for me, I, the heir of salvation. And not only for me, but for every member of my family, households, and ministries. Think about it. There are about 6,000 angels per legion. That's more than 72,000 angels at each one of our service at any given time. Praise the Lord. Behold, I believe I received this mystery hidden for us who live by believing in the Lord, who feed on the bread of life, who are not in the realm of the flesh, the wrong way of thinking, but who are in the realm of the Spirit. I am the church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, holy, set apart from the world unto the Lord Jesus Christ, separated from the world to God, living according to God's word, spirit, soul, and body, without blemish, who have been favored to not fall asleep, but I shall, with all my loved ones, be changed in an instant, in the blink of an eye, at the last trumpet, to see and enjoy my blood brother in all his glory as a daughter of love. This is my blood covenant right in Christ Jesus, my Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer, for I am a member of his body, and creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of me, the daughter of love. Therefore, only with my eyes shall I behold and see the punishment of the wicked, as my days be as days of heaven on the earth, spending my days in prosperity and my years in happiness, as I obey and serve the Lord my God, with no possible way for me to be expelled from the earth, for I am God's. I am love's expression and representative on the earth. And the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. But in due time, just as our Father did for my Messiah, I also will be taken up to heaven to glory. For 1 John 4:17, in this world I am just like Jesus. I am God, I am love, I am good, daughter of the living God, manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, being seen by angels, preaching among the Gentiles, being believed on in the world, I will soon be received up into glory. For I was crucified with Christ. I died and was buried with him and went to hell in him and was raised to life again with him, the Lord my God. In Christ I have defeated death, hell, and the grave. Thus I, the church, am not appointed to wrath. My Father corrects his sons and daughters with his word, and his wrath is reserved for the unbelievers, the sons of disobedience. For the eyes of the Lord are on me, the righteous, and his ears are inclined to my cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to sever their memory from the earth. I am protected, preserved, and provided for by my Father in heaven unto the catching away of us, the church, into glory, without my seeing the grave, to protect us from the coming wrath. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God of hosts, I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. That is what distinguished me, set me above the crowd. So get thee behind me, the Satan, for it is said, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. And I know I have a Father. Hallelujah. And he loves me as much as he loves my Lord Jesus Yeshua, my blood brother. Oh, it is my Father's good pleasure to give me the kingdom. You take pleasure in my prosperity. No good things have you withheld from me, your beloved daughter, for you love me. I thank you for loving me as much as you love my Lord Jesus Yeshua, my blood brother, my friend. I am everything to you that Jesus is, that he loves. I am made in your image and after your likeness, marked by your love, the focus of your delight, the apple of your eye, the object of all your affection and attention. For Jesus, for Yeshua and I are identical twins, for we are both born of the Spirit and of the Word. And Jesus, Yeshua, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And I was made in God's image and after his likeness. I am crowned with his glory and honor. And I have dominion over the works of his hands. And he has put everything under my feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, all that swim the path of the seas. And I was born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the living and enduring Word of God, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, my Mashiach. We are both resurrected from death, and both our bodies are quickened by the Word of God's power. I, Rose, am your beloved daughter, Father Love. With me, you are well pleased. What a fearfully and wonderfully ready-made gift you have given my Lord Jesus Yeshua in me, Father Love. I am a gift to Christ Jesus Yeshua, my Mashiach, that never existed before and will never exist again. This is real love. Not that I loved God, but that he loved me and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away my sins. My Lord Jesus Yeshua, you are my good shepherd. You know me and I know you. I listen to your voice. You know me and I follow you. I thank you for having given me eternal life, and I will never perish. No one can snatch me out of your hand. Your Father, who has given me to you, is greater than all. No one can snatch me out of our Father's hand. You and I and the Father are one. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Glory!
Spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Reckless love of God, oh, it chases me down, fight till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. When I was your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found. The 99, I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God. Oh, oh, yeah.
There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. An overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh.
Overwhelms the darkness. There is a kingdom that forever reigns. There is freedom from the chains that bind us. Jesus, Jesus, who walks on the waters, who speaks to the sea, who stands in the fire beside me. He rose like a lion, he fled as the lamb, he carries my healing in his hands. Jesus, hallelujah,
there is a name
I call in times of trouble.
There is a song that comes in the night.
There is a voice that calls the storm that rages.
He is Jesus,
Jesus.
Who walks on the waters, fire beside me.
He was like a lion, he bled as the lamb, he carries my healing in his hand. Jesus,
Messiah,
my Savior,
there is power
in your name.
You're my
King, my Redeemer.
There is power
in your name, in your name.
You walk on the waters, you speak to the sea,
you stand in the fire beside me.
You walk like a lion,
you bled as the lamb,
you carry my healing in your hand.
God, you walk on the waters,
you speak to the sea,
you stand
in the fire beside me.
Like a lion,
you bled as the lamb,
you carry my healing in your hands.
Jesus,
there is
no one like you, Jesus.
There is no one
like you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God of creation,
there at the start, before the beginning of time,
no point of reference,
spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of light.
And as you speak,
100 million galaxies are born
in the vapor of your breath.
The planets form,
the stars were made to worship,
so will I.
I can see your heart in everything.
Every burning star,
signal fire
of grace.
If creation sings,
your praises, so will I. God of your promise, you don't speak in vain, no syllable empty of words. For once you have spoken, all nature and science follow the sound of your voice. And as you speak, 100 billion creatures catch your breath, evolving in pursuit of what you say. If it all reveals your nature, so will I can see your heart in everything you say. Every painted sky, a canvas of your grace. Creation still obeys you, so will I.
And you would again.
tried a billion times. The boat that you could amount to your desire. You don't want.